Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 337. And we're going to start off with this from the Crawford School of Terror in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. Our 11th season is upon us, and we're inviting you to join our scare team. Come meet the team at our Haunt Actor Meet and Greet on Sunday, June 28th, and learn what it takes to be one of our scare actors. Whether you're a seasoned performer or brand new to haunting, we'd love to meet you. Note, this is not an audition. That time and date will be announced later. Paid positions are available, meals provided every night you work, and the hiring age is 16 and up. No experience necessary. We'll help train you. Meet the crew and learn about available roles. Light refreshments will be served at the meet and greet. You must be at least 16, pass a background check to be hired, and must be ready to have fun and help create an unforgettable experience for our guests. If you've ever wanted to step behind the scenes and become part of the Halloween magic, this is your chance. Sunday, June 28th, beginning at 5 p.m. at 125 North 7th Street in Connellsville. More information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Crawford School of Terror. Staying in Pennsylvania, we have this from Pennhurst Asylum in Spring City, PA. Halloween 2026 tickets are now on sale. For a limited time, VIP admission is available at general admission pricing. Every fall, the gates open and thousands answer the call. This year feels a little different. Join us weekends September 25th through November 7th for another season of unforgettable scares at Pennhurst Asylum. Get more information and those tickets at PennhurstAsylum.com. We have this hiring news from Spooky Bottom Haunted Trail in Seagrove, North Carolina. We're hiring. Do you love Halloween? Enjoy scaring people? Spooky Bottom Haunted Trail is looking for new team members to join our fearsome crew. We're currently hiring for actors and actresses, jelly ball attendants, parking staff, ticket booth personnel, and more. No experience? No problem. Bring your energy, enthusiasm, and willingness to have fun. We'll help with the rest. If you're ready to create unforgettable scares and be a part of our amazing team this season, apply today. You can apply online right now at spookybottom.com/join-r-team. We have this from the Lake Joy Trails of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia. Ever had a nightmare so vivid it seemed real? Well, that was probably one of us. So come join the fun and be the nightmare at Lake Joy Trails of Terror. 2026 casting calls are starting soon, so don't miss your chance to be a part of the scary fun. Come to our casting call on July 20th and unleash your nightmares where your terror gives us joy. Find out more at their Facebook page, facebook.com/OfficialLakeJoyTrailsOfTerror. We have this update from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. CreepyCon is going viral, or at least we're trying to. We want the biggest turnout yet for our 10-year anniversary, and the beginning of making that happen is getting out there in the community. Do you have a business or know of a business who could really use some CreepyCon posters? We're looking for people to hand out posters to local venues, businesses, etc. to help spread the word. If you're interested in helping out, we're making a game of it. Sign up and we'll send you flyers and posters. take them around to cool businesses, public bulletin boards, and etc., snap a photo of yourself and where you put your flyers up. It's that simple. In return, you'll receive a free weekend pass for CreepyCon. So who wants to keep Knoxville creepy with us? Sign up today at creepycon.com/free-tickets. And on a side note, we have an interview with Jennifer Johnsey of CreepyCon coming up later in this broadcast. We have this from the Nightmare Factory in Wabash, Indiana. Dr. Vex is hiring. Can you handle the dark, the mess, the madness? The Nightmare Factory Wabash is searching for twisted minds, fearless souls, and brave fools to join the nightmare this season. We offer flexible roles, unforgettable nights, and a cast unlike anything else. Think you can survive this experiment? Apply now at the-nightmare-factory-wabash.cython.io. We have this update from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. Horror Hound Weekend returns to Cincinnati September 11th through the 13th at the Sharonville Convention Center, and we're happy to announce the addition of Dennis O'Hare to the guest lineup. Dennis O'Hare is a standout name in the American Horror Story franchise, playing characters in seasons such as Murder House, Coven, Freakshow, and Roanoke, but whose best role may have come from AHS Hotel as Liz Taylor. Visit HorrorHoundWeekend.com to get your tickets and more information today. We have some more hiring news, this time from the Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory in Akron, Ohio. Join the legacy and get paid to scare. The Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory, one of the oldest and most legendary haunted attractions in the country, is now hiring for the upcoming Halloween season. We have open interviews on Saturday, July 25th from 2 to 5 p.m., a hiring event on Saturday, August 15th from 2 to 6 p.m., and another hiring event Saturday, August 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. We're located at 1280 Triplett Boulevard in Akron. We're looking for scare actors. You must be at least 16, but 18 is preferred. Customer service, you must be over 18. Parking attendants, you also must be over 18, and more. Whether you're terrifying in a lab coat or haunting the halls, this is your chance to be part of Akron Halloween history. Apply now at hauntedschoolhouse.com/jobs. We have this news from Screams in the Dark Haunted Attraction in Kalkaska, Michigan. Want to earn some cash while scaring the hell out of people? We're hiring for the 2026 season. We're looking for scare actors and support staff. Simply go to screams-in-the-dark.cython.io, fill out the application, answer a few questions, and you'll be added to our hiring list. Our first hiring event is July 11th from 4 to 6 p.m., and you'll need to attend at least one hiring event for an interview before we consider hiring you. You'll have a second hiring event in August if all spots are not filled by then. We will send out text and email reminders to all who apply. Get more information at evernighthaunt.com. We have this from Hell's Gate Haunted House in Lockport, Illinois. Mark your calendars. This year we'll be having two audition weekends. Join our cast and crew of the award-winning Hell's Gate Haunted House and get paid to scare people. We're hiring for all positions, not just actors. Come to our interviews and auditions on the weekends of August 21st and 22nd and September 4th and 5th. Working for Hell's Gate isn't just a job, it's the experience of a lifetime. No prior experience necessary, and all are welcome. Get more information at hellsgate.com/jobs. We have an update from Crypticon coming to Kansas City. We are looking for volunteers. Putting on a fun weekend with awesome guests takes help, your help. Volunteering is fun and gets you behind the scenes at running a show. Volunteers work several shifts during the weekend and enjoy the show on us. It's a great opportunity for fans who might not be able to afford a weekend pass. We need people to check wristbands, answer questions, and help set up or take down. Crypticon Kansas City takes place August 14th through the 16th at the Hilton Kansas City Airport. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact Kim at mncrypticoncrew@gmail.com or get more information at facebook.com/crypticonkc. We have this news from Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. This is your sign to join the coven this fall. We're hiring all positions. Actors, stilt walkers, sliders, makeup artists, merchandise, front of house, concessions, bartenders, security, and more. Do you love Halloween horror or making people scream? We're looking for dependable, high-energy team members ready to help create unforgettable nights of fear and fun. You must be 18 years or older. Apply today at darkhourhauntedhouse.com/employment. We have a little fun movie news from Sinister Sydney Haunted House in Sydney, Iowa. Attention local and semi-locals. Want to be in a movie? We need extras for a movie shooting July 18th and August 1st at Sinister Sydney and August 2nd in Glenwood. You must be 21 or older. There's no nudity, but there will be violence. Lots of violence. This will be for the third installment of an established movie franchise. Send Mike Ross from Sinister Sydney a message at facebook.com/SinisterSydney. We have this from the Haunted Trail of Balboa Park in San Diego, California. We're hiring for the 2026 season. We're seeking actors who are energetic, reliable, creative, creepy, and of course, able to scare the daylights out of people. Agility and strong voices are preferred. This job entails what can be strenuous and demanding physical and vocal activity, such as running, jumping, walking, standing, crouching, crawling, screaming, growling, repetitive speech, and speaking loudly. Positions may include working in the dark or in a closed area, scenes with special effects such as fog, smoke, or strobe lights, being outdoors in the dirt, and wearing a full overhead mask. Acting experience is helpful but not required. You must be at least 18 to apply. To apply, email hauntapp@yahoo.com with the subject line Scare Actor and your full name. Include your name, phone number, any previous haunt or acting experience, and you can get more information at hauntedtrail.net/employment. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We are absolutely ecstatic to announce that the mastermind himself, Terrence Zadunich, I hope I pronounced that right, is coming to Midsummer Scream this August. As part of this year's horror musical theme, Terrence will be taking the stage for our Repo, the Genetic Opera panel, to dive into his legendary scalpel-welding role as the enigmatic grave robber and his brilliant mind behind the film's creation, Beyond Repo. Come meet the ultimate multi-talented creator behind some of the genre's most theatrical and beloved works. Terrence will be signing autographs, providing photo ops, and meeting fans all weekend long at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get your passes now at midsummerscream.org. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit
froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to the last few shows, you know that we have been talking an awful lot of conventions, whether in the state of Ohio, Texas, many other places. We're not done yet, because one of my personal favorite conventions is happening July 31st through August 2nd in the great city of Knoxville, Tennessee. And if you have been listening to this show for a while, you know I'm talking about CreepyCon, celebrating their 10th anniversary. We have been there since almost the beginning, and they are ready for you. And they are doing something special, actually several very special things. I hope you like villains, because they are pulling out the rug for the bad guys. But to get more information, I go straight to the source, as is usually my MO, and I have got Jennifer Johnsy from CreepyCon on the line with me. Jennifer, always great to talk to you.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Drew.
So tell us, why villains? Why is this going on? Is this just because it's your 10th? You got something special going on? You've got a lot of bad guys coming to this show.
Yeah, we thought, what better way to celebrate our 10th anniversary than to highlight the villains of Halloween and horror. And we've got an incredible lineup this year. We're really proud of it.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, most of the reasons that people initially are interested in going to a horror convention are meeting some celebrities and just looking at it. This is a who's who of bad guys and bad girls going down the list. Let's talk about a few that you've got coming to the show.
Okay, well, obviously we can't have a villain's highlight without Payne Hodder, aka Jason. So he will be there. We're real excited. We've never had Payne Hodder at CreepyCon before, so we're honored to have him and really glad we could get on his schedule. And then, of course, Bill Moseley. You know, he's been a villain in several movies. My favorite, House of a Thousand Corpses, is Otis. He was great in that. And then we have R.A. Mihailov.
Did I say that right? Mihailov. He's a good friend of the show.
Leatherface. And excited to have him, of course. Now, we've actually had him. We had him at CreepyCon years ago, and really, really glad that he was able to fit us into his busy schedule and come back again.
Yes.
Michael Berryman, The Hills Have Eyes, Weird Science, a lot of great movies there. We're proud to have him, too. And then, let's see. Oh, one more male villain. We have Matthew Taylor. He played Nemesis in Resident Evil Apocalypse. He's a big dude.
He can't be bigger than R.A. Mihailov.
Well, I'm wondering. I think we need to line these guys up, and we'll just do a comparison.
Sounds
like
a plan.
They're all very large. Yeah.
Break out the tape measure.
Yeah. So that's our guys. And for our girls, we've got Felissa Rose from Sleepaway Camp. We've got Eugenie Bondurant. She was The Conjuring. She was in The Devil Made Me Do It, The Conjuring. She was that evil, I can't remember what her character was, but she was so scary just to look at her. Like, she didn't need to talk. They had her makeup done so well. She was so scary. And then we have Marisol Ramirez. She was in The Curse of La Llorona. Puya Moshini. She was in The Walking Dead, Dead City, Terrifier, a couple other well-knowns. And then Alice Krieg. We've got her coming. And that is an absolute honor.
Silent Hill.
Yeah. We were just over the moon when she said that she was able to come. So we're really excited to host her. I think that's all the female villains that we have for this year. And then we've got Tim Jacobus, who is the illustrator for the Goosebumps original series covers. So Goosebumps fan, he's coming to Knoxville. So bring your books, bring your memorabilia, bring your whatever, and have the man sign it. He'll be selling merch at his booth as well. And Let's see. We've got Victoria Price, the daughter of Vincent Price, and she will have books and merchandise to sell.
I hope she brings her cookbooks.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I know. I think she's planning to, so she was wanting to ship a lot of stuff ahead of time. She had a bunch of stuff, so
she's a great person. One of my favorite people I've ever met at shows.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet her, too. She's been really delightful to deal with so far. And then I saved some of our big ones. We've got some musical guests this year that we are really excited about. Aurelio Voltaire. If you don't know him, you need to look him up. His music is phenomenal, and he's actually going to be screening a movie as well, and I'm not going to spoil all that. I will let you guys, you can look it up at creepycon.com if you want to do the research. We have Twisted, and we have Gwar.
I love Gwar. I've been a fan of Gwar since the 80s, literally since the 80s, and have seen so many of their lineup changes. I've interviewed several members of the show, of the group, and I understand that Gwar and Twisted are going to be doing a very special event on Friday night.
Yes, they're going to kick off our 10th anniversary of CreepyCon with a concert at the Mill and Mine on Friday night, July 31st. Tickets are about halfway gone for that. So if you've got any fans out there that want to go, don't wait. You can get a link at creepycon.com.
Is this open to the public show or open just for CreepyCon people?
It's open to the public because they have fans everywhere. And so, you know, everyone's welcome until the tickets sell out. You know, whether they're going to CreepyCon or not, we wanted to have an incredible concert to kick off our 10th anniversary. And what better way to do that with Gwar as the headliner?
Be sure to wear a white t-shirt when you go, Jennifer.
I've heard that people do that just to see how much they can get all over their shirts because they spray blood and stuff, don't they?
Absolutely.
Not real blood, but...
How do you know? Do you know? No, I don't believe you do.
I guess we don't, yeah.
you'll just have to find out. But I assume with a lineup like this, a lot of these celebrities are going to have photo ops available, and they're going to have panels and Q&As. Are all of them going to be doing that, or just a select few?
Yeah, we're still working on the panels and things, because we really want these guys to be at their tables most of the time so that they can meet as many fans. But we are working on a villains panel, so we'll announce that pretty soon. But there are some very special photo ops. We've got an in-costume photo op with Kane Hodder. He's going to do one, and then Gwar will do an in-costume photo op. And let's see, Felissa Rose is offering a few in-costume photo ops, and if you've not seen those, I highly recommend you check them out. There's one that's 18 and up, so, and we have an in-costume photo op with Bill Moseley as Otis, so really excited about that. Yeah, and Kane Hodder will do the Part 7 costume photo op also.
Mm-hmm. I wonder which Kane photo op will he be the 8-bit Jason? Will he be the standard Jason? Will he be the Jason X? You know, he does a lot of different Jasons, so I guess we'll just have to find out when we get there.
Yeah, and these are selling pretty quickly, so if you want to do the in-costume photo ops, we definitely recommend you get them. Don't wait until, you know, right before, because you may not get one of the in-costume photo ops. Of course, they'll be signing and taking photos at their booth, too, so whatever you want to do, you can do.
Excellent. And, of course, the Q&As and panels there, I'm assuming those schedules will be announced at some point in the very near future.
Yes, we're finalizing some of them. Like, we have a lot of our things that don't involve celebrities, you know, like, because CreepyCon is full of workshops and live entertainment on the show floor the whole weekend, costume contests, Scream Queen contests. We've got so many things going on that people can participate in, and a lot of that is already up on the website, so you can check that out.
Now, I do want to ask you about the entertainment aspect. You have had circus sideshow performers basically since the beginning.
Yeah.
You've had some great things going on. You have a lot of, like you said, contests, Scream Queen and costume contests. Will there be a adult and children's costume contest, or will it be one and the same?
Yeah. Yes, so we'll have the kids' costume contest is on Sunday. The adults is on Saturday. The kids have really, really taken an interest in participating in a costume contest. So we added that 2 years ago. So this will be our third year for the kids' costume contest.
That's going to be really great. And I'm sure that the prizes that will be awarded will be nothing less than spectacular as well.
Yeah. Deanna, my business partner, puts together these incredible prize packages, and they just love them. So.
What are some of the classes and workshops that will be going on?
So we're really excited. We always have a really great lineup, but this year we're really honored to have Mitch Mitten. He's going to be joining us some foam carving.
The foam carving king. Nice.
Yes.
He was recently on our show talking about foam.
Oh, was he? Yeah, he's really nice. So he's going to do two different ones. One is going to be for more professionals, haunters that want to learn more about foam carving and using foam for sets and props and things like that. And then there's one that's open to the public to take. It's a foam carving workshop where you make a poison mushroom. So that'll be fun.
Will Hotwire Foam Factory be there as well?
You know, they were supposed to be, but I never heard back from them, so I don't think they're coming. Yeah, which is a bummer. I really like that. I have several of their devices.
Now, something that is new this year, or at least something I do not remember, is something called the Creepypasta Museum. What exactly is going on with this?
Yeah, this is really neat. So Chris Boers is coming to Knoxville as one of our guests, and he has made the first ever Creepypasta Museum, which are chilling internet legends that have captured the imaginations of the younger generations by storm, and now he's putting it into a museum display that he's been taking around to various conventions, and we're lucky to be on that list. And covers paranormal, horror, video game, and anime genres with rare items from the museum that he's bringing. So we're excited. I've never seen anything like this before, and it's free with your paid ticket. So you get your ticket to CreepyCon, and you can go through the Creepypasta Museum and for free.
So I imagine you'll see Slenderman and a few other internet legends. So
yeah, he's not been... You know, he's got a list on his website of all the things. I'm not sure that he's bringing everything, so I'll be really curious to see what he does bring.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we mentioned there's going to be a special show on Friday night. Is there anything going on after hours on Saturday?
We are still finalizing the details on the after party for Saturday, so we're not quite there yet on the announcements.
Do we at least have a location?
That's the thing we're finalizing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to say there will be something, but I am not 100% certain yet that it's signed, that the contract is signed. So until that is signed, I don't want to say.
It sounds like a big teaser here. So I guess we're just going to have to keep going to creepycon.com to catch all the latest on that.
Yeah, we're updating with things daily, too, now that we're getting closer to time. How many days did you say?
let's just say less than 7 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll just say by the time this airs, it'll be less than 7 weeks. So no panicking at all, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. You know, also, so we have a free haunted walkthrough attraction, which we've had for the last couple of years. And this year, it's 100% free, but it is being decorated and designed and actors from some of the best haunted houses in town are going to put this together. And so we're really, really excited about that. So like each room you walk into will be from the crazy imaginative minds of some of the local haunted attraction teams. So we're excited about that.
That's so nice, because one of the things I really like about your show is you have an awful lot of haunted attractions that get a booth and have actors patrolling around and providing information. You've got some from Knoxville, Chattanooga, all over Eastern and Middle Tennessee. And I love that fact, so that people who are looking for a haunted attraction to go to can just go to your show and find all the things they need.
Yeah. And where we have a mini haunted golf course that's being designed and set up by Brainchild Creative. And this is one of the neatest things I've ever seen. So if you love mini golf, imagine mini golf with a haunted theme inside a convention.
It sounds like it's going to be just interesting, if nothing else. I know a lot of people like golf. I don't golf, but I think it'll be kind of fun to at least watch people golf, and who knows what's going to happen. That's a good teaser again.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, that I want to emphasize to people is that, you know, I've been to plenty of horror conventions in my time, you know, and I know you have too. One of the things that we pride ourselves on at CreepyCon is that you get so much with your paid admission, so much that is free. You literally can spend all 3 days and still not do everything. And that means a lot to us. It's important to us. You know, not everything is an extra ticket. So there are some that are extra paid, but there's so much free stuff that you can do, from the workshops and classes to the live stage entertainment. We'll have a demo stage back this year, so we're excited about that. There's aerial artists. There's suspension artists. I mean, like, everywhere you look on the show floor, there is something going on. It's not just rows and rows of booths and celebrities. You know, those are important too. The vendors, oh my gosh, the vendors are amazing. Anything that you could ever want or need, you will find at CreepyCon, even some things you didn't know you needed. So you can find a lot of inspiration there. But I'm just real proud of everything that we have going on, and it's just nonstop.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on 10 years. Not every convention makes it to 10 years, and I am super, super honored to have had the Big Scary Show there for at least 7 of the past 9 years, and looking forward to attending for the 10th year. So let's review. We are looking at July 31st through August 2nd. The Knoxville Convention Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. I-40 and I-75 go right through Knoxville, so you got no excuse on how to get there. They got a big airport, and I'm sure the hotel has got special rates, and I'm sure the hotel is filling fast, and you probably have a couple of other host hotels in the area. How are those going?
Going pretty good. A lot of them are approaching their deadlines for the discounted rate, though. So I would encourage you, if you're traveling from out of town and you want to get one of the group rate hotels, you can also click on the lodging link at creepycon.com, and it'll take you right to it.
Sounds wonderful. I cannot wait to see what's going on and check out all the cool things for the Villains Edition 10th anniversary at CreepyCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. So let's review one last time. What are the websites? What are the social medias for people wanting more information? You love movie villains. You're always rooting for them to kill all those pesky teenagers. You want to get the best in photo ops, the best in panels, classes, the Creepypasta Museum, Gwar and Twisted in concert. Plenty of free stuff to do, amazing vendors, a big, huge area, and you even have kind of a dark zone area, which I also like.
It's the dark side. Welcome to the dark side. Yeah, it's really cool. So the lights are off on that side, the overhead lighting, and that really gives vendors that have lighted items or, you know, special things that they want to light up, it gives them a really great way to show off their merchandise. And then some people, you know, in our world, people love the dark. So so it's great.
You think. But again, What are the websites to get more information, to maybe purchase VIP tickets or regular tickets, to get information on the hotels, to find out more information on who's coming celebrity-wise, to get more information about the contests, the entertainment, the classes, the panels, the Creepypasta Museum, all the spooky, scary villains, and everything, dare I say, creepy, coming to Knoxville July 31st through August 2nd at the Knoxville Convention Center. What are the websites and social medias that they can get the best information?
All right. Well, we are the only CreepyCon. It is creepycon.com, CreepyCon, creepycon.com. That's our website. And then socials are at CreepyCon or at CreepyCon Knoxville.
So it is just that simple, folks. If you're going to be in and around the Knoxville, Tennessee area, or even if you're not, and you want to come to a great convention, the Big Scary Show will be there in earnest, so you can come by and say hi. July 31st through the August 2nd, Knoxville Convention Center. Plenty of parking in and around the convention center, a lot of it free. So go check it out, creepycon.com or CreepyCon Knoxville on the socials as well. Jennifer Johnsy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I can't wait to see you in person.
You as well, Drew. Thank you.
Absolutely. My name is Drew Badger. Once again, getting ready to go to CreepyCon, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.